clear with what it says in this morning's papers is Ronan Kelly.
The Texas school shooting makes for distressing reading in the papers this morning. As well as photos of the children who were killed, there's much about what happened to the parents. According to the Irish Daily Star, they had to be swabbed for DNA before they could be matched with their children's bodies, and for some this took hours. The headline in the Irish Independent is, "Cries pierce the night after parents hear the news they dreaded." Elsewhere on the front pages is that story about renters you may have heard in the bulletin, with the Irish Examiner also reporting that some rental properties are online for just 1 hour. While inside, the paper carries the report that so-called affordable apartments in Cork will be rented out at €1,000 a month, while affordable houses will cost €300,000. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the racecourse lobby tent is back. The paper says that several government TDs and senators were at an event hosted by the gambling industry at Punchestown Racecourse. This is despite the fact that the Oireachtas is due to discuss gambling regulations. The newspaper notes that the event hasn't been logged in the lobbying register. One TD quoted in the Mail says that they didn't discuss work at the event, but said maybe they butter you up in the hopes that it pays off later. Another TD was asked who else was there and he replied, "I'm not squealing." In a reference to the war in Ukraine, Naomi O'Leary writes in the Irish Times about a Croatian politician in the European Commission who herself was a migrant who lived in shelters during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. She spoke about the current crisis and how she saw a number of Ukrainian refugees arriving in a reception centre in Poland. They were a group of 100 orphans, minded by just one adult. Still in Europe, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin is reported in The Herald speaking at the World Economic Forum, where he was talking about the energy crisis. The headline there is, "Wind is Ireland's oil." In the Irish Examiner, Amy Dunn is pictured holding a large sign over her head outside Leinster House. Amy is the woman who was at the centre of the so-called Miss D abortion case. She's campaigning against continuing restricted access to abortion services for women whose babies have fatal fetal abnormalities. The sign she's holding reads, "Unfinished business." While in the Irish Independent, in a happier story, Ciara Manning is shown holding up a slinky. She's at the announcement of 11,000 free and subsidised springboard courses for those who are unemployed or who want to upskill or change career. There's an astonished Ultan O'Brien writing in the Irish Times letters page. He said he was at a Gary Newman gig in Dublin and remarkably no one in the audience was holding up a mobile phone. Ultan reckons it might be because Gary Newman's fans are of a certain vintage. The TV adaptation of the Sally Rooney novel Conversations with Friends is still making headlines, but not necessarily good ones. In the Irish Examiner, Esther McCarthy's review of the show has the headline, "Even the sex scenes were boring." She says the monosyllabic mumbling and awkward glances led to nothing. She says there's more of a will-they-won't-they vibe about her own pets than the characters in Conversation with Friends, which, as Esther McCarthy says, is against the laws of nature and science, given that one of the pets is a dog and the other is a cat, and the dog has no testicles and the cat has three legs.